All right, everyone, we're going to call to order this meeting of the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board for June 2nd. If everyone can join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, on the board today, we have Mr. Paul Thomas. I'm your chairperson, Alexandra Malone. To my left, Member Max Carter, our secretary, Jill Leva, and county liaison for Tix, I'm sorry, Commissioner Tix's office, Beatrice Martinez, and I'm sorry?
Al?
Yeah. Thank you, Al. Al from County Planning. All right, now we'll move into a period of public comment. This is a period for comments for items on the agenda if you're not able to stay for those items. Would anyone like to speak at this time? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to the approval of the minutes for our last meeting, May 12th.
Move to approve.
All right, we have a motion to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, seeing none opposed, motion passes. And approval for the agenda for today, June 2nd, hold, combine, or delete. Are we moving anything around? Okay.
Move to approve the agenda as printed.
All right, we have a motion to approve the agenda as printed. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, seeing none opposed, motion passes. Informational items? I have one. Is that all right right now? So next Friday here at Hollywood Rec at 2 p.m. there will be a small business resource fair for anyone who's interested in starting a business or getting resources on an existing business, scaling up, anything like that. So please spread the word on that. I believe they'll start advertising it as well soon if they haven't already. Now we move on into the planning and zoning portion. First application for the June 21st Planning Commission meeting, application UC220041 Lerma Ermelinda R. Holdover use permits for the following. Allow accessory structures not architecturally compatible with the principal structure. 2, allow alternative design standards. And 3, allow the area for all accessory buildings to exceed the area of the principal dwelling. Waivers of development standards for the following. 1, reduce setbacks. 2, building separation. And 3, allow modified private residential driveway design on 0.6 acres in an RE Rural Estates residential zone, generally located on the southeast corner of Meikle Lane and Christie Lane within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
All right, if you want to step forward, please. If we could get your names and addresses for the record, please.
My name is Hermelinda Lerma, and my address is 1209 Windy Farrell Avenue, in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm 081.
Thank you.
Apollonia Lerma, same address, 1209 Windy Farrell.
Okay.
Juan Mendez, I'm part of Polo's.
Okay, great. All right, if you could tell us about your application.
So when the property was originally purchased, it had existing buildings. So he applied for a permit to build a pool, right?
No, not yet. We're waiting because what we're going through right now. So we're trying to build a pool. We build this.
We built those. There's some horse stalls right here, but
all this was built already.
But based on the original purchase, they had some buildings that didn't have any setbacks or anything like that. So what he's proposing, he says he wants to, if this horse stall doesn't meet the setbacks, which he talked to the neighbor, he said he was okay with the way that the stalls were.
Same thing on the east side.
And right here on the east side, he wants to clean up the property, get rid of this building.
This one.
And this one.
Do the setback.
Cut this one back, do the setback, eliminate the stall so he has the necessary setbacks to be...
clean up the property a little bit.
To be legal and clean it all up. He has a storage unit right here that he wants to keep, which is has a setback. And he just wants to see if he's working with an architect now, mm-hmm. on these stalls right here to present here pretty soon in the future to make sure he tries to keep these because he has 2 to 3 horses or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what he's trying to do.
Okay. It will look like this pretty much.
But here's the outcome.
We can. Okay. All right, was there anything else?
That's it.
All right. We will now move on to a period of public comment. Are there any questions or comments on this item?
Sorry.
Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to questions and comments from the board.
Yeah. It says that you're over the square footage versus the square footage of the house. For accessory structures.
Yeah, those are the structures he wants to eliminate. When the house was originally bought, they had those existing structures. He just wants to make sure he's per county standards. Yeah.
Can we confirm which of these plans that we're actually voting on today?
This.
But was this the one that you submitted? Or which is the most recent that was submitted to the county? Because it looks like we're still voting on this layout.
No, this is the layout we're presenting.
To the county.
Mm-hmm.
Right here.
To clean up the property.
Mm-hmm.
Can we go through the items listed here?
Yeah.
And which ones are leaving and which ones are, is it okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it shows that the horse stables, you're going from 10 down to 9, right?
No, it's only 7.
Okay.
So we can go down to
6.
Six.
Okay, it says there's a shade structure.
Yeah, that's the structure. That's
going away?
That's going away.
Storage, the shade. Well, no, we're keeping the shade.
Okay, so keeping the shade structure.
And it shows that there's two connexes.
12.
It's not connex. It's just like a portable storage, but it's not a connex. But I'm getting rid of it.
That's
going away.
That doesn't
matter. That one's going away.
That one's going away.
It's only one.
Yeah.
It says there's 12, according to the application. Mm-hmm. I have 12.
12 connex? No, it's only this.
Oh no, shade structure is okay. So,
is that this? Is this a shade?
Oh, structure? That's the height.
That's the shade.
Next structure. Row down.
Oh, okay.
This is the
so
shade.
You're on the building.
Yeah,
height,
this is the shade. This is the storage.
Oh, okay.
This is the water well.
Okay.
So everything's getting cleaned up around this, and this is getting cut back to make sure it meets the setback.
So how many
on the existing building?
How many horses? Four. Yeah. Yeah.
They're allowed one horse per like 7,000 square feet.
And I can't remember because I thought it was. We had this come up once before, and it was two and a half horses per something, and we always rounded up. But I don't remember what that was.
Four?
Yeah.
No, it was. It had to be half acre.
That's 0.61.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 7,000. Yeah, because I went through that with animal control already.
Oh, so you've already been.
Yeah. We've been okay already. It was there.
Okay.
Too many to feed anyway.
No, I've got two myself.
What
that's
are you doing,
crazy.
Excuse me. What are you doing as far as architecturally compatible with your house? I mean, how are you fixing these things up to look, you know, similar?
We can make it look the exact same. We can always do stucco or whatever. We have to make it look the same.
Well,
painted or.
My problem is you have a lot of stuff here. You have a lot of stuff you're not going to be putting in. We really have a hard time voting on something like this because of the square footage of the structures that you're going to be keeping. You don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And the staff has recommended to deny this. And I think you need to work things out. And
which structures are
this should have been revised before it came here.
Mm-hmm.
What your square footage was, what structures you were going to keep. It should mm-hmm. be more explicit. is very difficult for us to.
So nobody outreached to y'all before any of this to see what was changed?
No, they don't outreach to us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It looks like we haven't updated.
Somebody would come in with a, I mean, you postponed it several times.
Yeah, for the same reason that they were trying to figure out what was.
If you were gonna come back to us, you should have came back to us with a clearer picture of what was there. So my recommendation is gonna be to deny. And what I suggest you do though, when you go to your next meetings, is get this cleaned up some to where you're doing a presentation to what you're going to have and what the square footage is gonna be. And, you know, it almost sounds like what you're gonna be doing, you don't even need to be here. Because you're saying, oh, this is gonna be, you know, taken out, so we have to code violation.
Yeah, we've never been here, so we're kind of lost.
No, I mean, staff should have worked with you on something like that. So what you brought here.
We have a different architect that we're bringing on board to put it in a clearer picture.
Well, that's what I suggest you do.
And we're gonna, because the person we.
This is not.
Yeah, the person we had designing it, so. We'll follow the proper steps.
No other questions from the board here.
But that's what we're shooting for right there.
Right here, yeah.
So.
So you've got till, what, June 21st?
Chair, you can also request to hold it again if you want to see it again with everything cleaned up.
I don't think we need to. I think if they're gonna get it cleaned up, they need to get that cleaned up before they go to their.
The planning commission on the 21st.
So do what we're saying we were going to do, just do it, or?
No.
No, your plans need to show that.
Fixed up so that it's correct. This is not correct.
So you know exactly, so you can show them or us exactly what you're gonna do.
Is it right here?
But okay, so for example, number two, the use permits that you're applying for is to allow alternative design standards. So that's basically saying that what you've submitted does not conform, doesn't look anything like your house, right? That's why he asked, could you make it look like your house? You're saying yes. Okay, well, that means you wouldn't need that application.
Oh, okay.
Do you see what I mean? So yeah. If you work with planning and go through these issues and you're able to come to an understanding, then you have fewer things to even present.
Okay,
do you see what
okay.
I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying they're not.
An architect there, you know, he needs to lay this thing out and say, okay, the square footage is no longer, you know, more than what the house square footage is.
Oh, with the buildings and stuff?
Yeah, with all the buildings.
Yeah, so show exactly what he's going
to. Exactly what is what. I don't know how much the shade structure is, things like that.
When you go to your next meeting. That's why you kind of come here, so we can coach you a little bit.
Yeah.
And say, see, we see that you're willing to do things, so we're not giving you a bad denial. It's just we have to give you a denial.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I understand.
Yeah, and our decision's not final. It's a recommendation.
Okay.
And so, because it's like, when we're talking about square footage, it'd be one thing if the overage on square footage was buildings, like storage buildings and stuff like that. It's a little different with the horse stalls. That's a different thing, and I know that I'm a little bit more flexible on, you know, allowing more square footage there. But we have to know all of that, where it is, what your ultimate plans are, and laid out.
Right. In order for us to allow, like Max said, a little bit over what's allowed, that's fine. You know, we're flexible.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll present something.
Yeah, and find out why it says on here that you've got, it's because it lists two connexes on the property.
Yeah, it's not.
Those steel struck, those steel shipping containers?
None.
No, there's none. They probably just peeked over and thought that's what they were. But, so we'll show the setbacks the way it is here when we get with the architect, and then we'll show a plan with what we're proposing, completely cleaning the property, making it look nice in the neighborhood. And if we're proposing on eliminating this stall to make sure we have the setbacks from this side of this wall, we'll show that as well.
And a letter from that neighbor saying.
Yeah, we'll give you a letter from this neighbor here that says
all of
okay.
That stuff helps.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, okay.
So what I'm going to do with this motion, I'm going to make a motion to deny with our recommendations of, how can I say that?
Show a clear picture.
A recommendation of showing a clearer picture for your next meeting.
And yep.
Okay.
Chair, for them to go back to the planner and update them so that the write-up is the the same, or else the planning commission's gonna see the...
So we'll go to the clown, to the planning commission, show them, make sure...
No.
Before going...
Before going.
Next meeting.
Go to the next meeting, okay. Yeah, we'll clean it up, I understand. The architect should know what to do, right?
Should know to go to county planning.
County, okay, perfect.
Okay.
All right. No, that was good information, thank you.
The motion to deny was suggested changes, and they suggested changes.
Okay, that works. Thank you, Paul.
Paul, if you deny, you can't suggest anything, it's just a denial.
So do we have to hold it, then?
You either do denial, I mean, you're giving them advice, but it cannot be recorded.
Oh, okay. All right, well, then, motion to deny.
Yeah.
They know what we're talking about.
Okay.
So we'll get with planning, we'll get the architect, showing exactly what we're doing.
Go to your next meeting.
And then we'll get the letter from the neighbor stating that they don't have an issue with anything.
And then what you're, the plan that you're presenting needs to match the application. That's why we have to deny, is because what we're seeing is not what you're telling us and not what you're showing us.
And that's where you work with county planning.
Okay.
All right, so we have a motion to deny. All those in favor?
Aye.
Seeing none opposed, motion is denied. Or, I'm sorry, motion passes, application is denied.
Should they go over and talk to Beatrice to make sure they know which way to go?
Yeah.
Beatrice right there?
Okay, thank you.
She can make sure you know which way to go.
Okay.
Thanks for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, next item for the June 21st Planning Commission meeting, application UC220161, Johnson Family Trust and Johnson Robert D. and Galen, TRS, use permit to allow an accessory structure not architecturally compatible with the principal structure, waiver of development standards for setbacks in conjunction with the single-family residence on 0.5 acres in an RE Rural Estates residential zone, generally located on the north side of Linden Avenue and the south and east sides of Fog Street within Sunrise Manor. Name and addresses for the record, please.
Galen Johnson, 611 North Fog Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89110.
And I'm Robert Johnson, same address, and that's also the subject property.
Thank you. Tell us about your application, please.
So we've lived in the residence 20 years, and what we would like to do is build an architecturally, I guess you call it incompatible, steel structure for our RV cover on the east side of the property. And we want to expand the garage to make it bigger. And that's on the west side of the property, but to expand it, we would get within 6 feet of the existing property line. And my understanding is that zoning allows us to get within 10 feet under the current standard. So those are the two items that we're looking for.
All right. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. All right, we will move on to public comment on this item. Are there any questions or comments on this item? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to questions and comments from the board. Does your neighbor have any issues with it, or is that the street?
Well, I only have one neighbor immediately adjacent to me. Mm-hmm. Mr. Cook lives directly west of me, and he's expressed support for the project, but he hasn't put anything on paper. I know all my neighbors received a notice in the mail, mm-hmm. Okay. I don't see him here. Yes, sir.
Say, I'm just glad that we're seeing this not as a code violation, that you're talking to us before you put it in. We see a lot of these, because these carport manufacturers,
they're all over town, yeah.
They'll come in and they'll tell the owners that, hey, you don't need a permit, and they'll put it in, and then somebody will complain.
We got told the same thing, but we didn't believe that.
Good on you, because usually we're dealing with these after the fact. So I just want to say thank you for following the rules.
We try.
All right. No.
I move to approve.
Oh, we have a motion.
Follow stack recommendations with all conditions. I move to approve.
All right. We have a motion to approve with all staff recommendations. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Seeing none opposed, motion passes. Thank you
all
so
right,
much.
Thank you for your time.
Don't forget, you got to go to planning commission.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Got that appointment. Again, thank you.
Thank you. For the June 21st Planning Commission meeting, Application UC220247 InterAgro Inc. Use permit for a swap meet indoor on 2.2 acres in a C1 local business zone, generally located on the south side of Charleston Boulevard and the west side of Sloan Lane within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? Yes. Step forward, please.
Hello, my name is Arthur Kudrin. I'm a manager. Okay. You're the owner of the building.
What was your last name?
K-U-D-R-I-N. Kudrin.
And I'm sorry, your address for the record, please?
Yeah, 5148 Guardian Peak Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89148.
Thank you.
So this is the building. Here you can see in the picture.
The old Fresh and Easy.
The old Fresh and Easy, yeah, that we've bought it in this condition. And it was abandoned, I believe, like a couple of years, like maybe 7, maybe 9 years. And right now we, I'm gonna put this together. This is how it's look right now. I don't know if we can.
No, like if you keep it towards you, then everyone can see. Everyone can see it.
Like that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you see it's already most painted. We put the sign so it's nice and clean. And we this here, like it's light metal structure for each booth. The people can rent the booths on site and put their own business and like in swap meet business. So as you know, it's like old Fresh and Easy building, but it's in a good condition.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
All right. We'll move on to questions and comments from the public. Is there anything on this item? All right. Seeing none, questions and comments from the board?
I just say that I'm glad to see that, that I'm not a fan of swap meets, but I'm glad to see this building being used because it's been a huge homeless problem there. And I know that, that the people in the neighborhood are very excited. So I'm glad you guys are doing this. And
it's nice that it's indoor. I mean, that's
yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So
and you guys have another location.
In Las, in, Las 3115 Vegas Las Vegas Boulevard and Vegas Road. Yes.
Okay.
I move to approve with all staff recommendations.
All right, we have a motion to approve this application with all staff recommendations. All those in favor? Aye. Right. Seeing none opposed, motion passes. Thank you so much.
Thank you, so much.
Thank you for cleaning that mess up. That was bad thank you. Over there.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right, next application for the June 21st Planning Commission meeting. Application VS220256 LVBN Property LLC. Vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Las Vegas Boulevard North and Alexander Road and between Puebla Street and Lamb Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes. Jason Dry, TREI, TWC Construction. Address is 431 Eastgate Road, Henderson, Nevada, 89011.
Thank you.
This vacation easement, currently right now we have a concrete culvert on the west side in the residential area, and currently it's just going through, you know, raw land and then eventually discharging into the concrete culvert going on Las Vegas Boulevard and continuing on. With the building right here, the vacation easement is 80 feet wide. We're going to put a culvert 25 feet in width underground and then reduce it down to a 50 foot easement back to the county. And that's pretty much about it.
All right. Are there any questions or comments from the public on this item? All right. Seeing none, moving on to questions and comments from the board.
I don't have any. Motion to approve.
All right, we have a motion to approve with all staff recommendations. All those in favor?
All right.
Seeing none opposed, motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck, guys.
All right, for the June 21st Planning Commission meeting, application WS220271, Martinez Family Trust and Martinez Jose S. and Francisca TRS. Waiver of development standards for reduced setback, design review for site modifications to a previously approved multifamily development on 0.3 acres in an R3 multiple family residential zone, generally located on the west side of Ringe Lane and the north side of Owens Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Name and address for the record, please.
Jose Martinez, 6265 Lindell Road.
Jose Martinez Jr., 4620 White Rock Drive.
Okay.
Jerry Michelli, 3020 Phoenix Street in Las Vegas.
Thank you. Could you tell us about your application, please?
Yes, so it's basically we wanted to give more area in the parking lot for cars to move in and out easier.
Well, go ahead, sir. Actually, it's a fourplex. It's 4,432. Each place has a bed, you know, bedroom, living room, dining room, I mean dining area, and two bedrooms. So, and each one is 1,018 square feet. So, and then we have a studio, which is about 444 square feet. We meet all the parking requirements. Anything else that? This was approved by the commission in 2003, so I don't know if there should be any. But if you want to see elevations, anything.
This is just about the trash enclosure.
Right. Yeah, the trash enclosure. Well, the trash enclosure, first of all, there's a 6-foot wall here, and the trash enclosure is also 6 feet. So you cannot see from the street to start with, so I don't see what the problem would be. And that was the reason why it was approved the last time, too.
All right, anything else? All right, moving on to questions and comments from the public. Are there any questions on this item? Right, seeing none, questions and comments from the board?
Just one. Where's that trash enclosure at?
It's right here.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It doesn't meet the requirements, but however, as I said, there's a wall in here that's the same height to the trash enclosure, and you cannot see from the street, so okay, cool. You will not.
I move to approve with staff recommendations.
All right, we have a motion to approve this application with all staff recommendations. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Seeing none opposed, motion passes. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right, for the June 22nd Board of County Commissioners meeting, application DR220248, NVDD Living Trust and Madrigal Manny and Rosa TRS. Design reviews for the following: one additional single family residential model and two finished grade for a previously approved single family residential development on 8.9 acres in an R2 medium density residential APZ2 zone and an RT manufactured home residential APZ2 zone, generally located on the south side of Lake Mead Boulevard, the north side of Cal Lane, and 470 feet west of Marion Drive within Sunrise Manor. Name and address for the record, please.
Jeremiah Johnson, Tanny Engineering, here on behalf of the applicant, 6030 South Jones Boulevard. And I actually just realized that my team only gave me the single story elevations. So I'm happy to speak on it, but I actually did not have any floor plans with me. But these homes, my understanding you've already seen the tentative map for this subdivision. We are just requesting an additional floor plan and elevation for a two-story model to be built on specific lots. The proposed plan is 2,029 square feet. The previous models were 1,322 to 1,840 square feet. And this is an up to a 5-bedroom residence with the typical multiple bathrooms, laundry room, multi-car garages, full-length driveways, standards as well. Additionally, we are requesting for an increase in the fill. My apologies, I didn't know we had a projector, so it's gonna be
a bit of shuffling here. So I'll start here on the northern portion of the subdivision. We have an increasing the finished grade height on lot 3 through lot 6. So all these lots here, lot 31 through 41. So to the other map as well. Again, my apologies, I brought smaller ones if I had known. 31 through 44. So 31 is the south, and it goes up to the north elevation, all the way to here to the corner, as well as through 49 to the north there as well. We're increasing the height 57 inches, where a maximum of 36 is allowed. This is just due to natural drainage on the site and trying to maintain the flow. This had been a trailer park manufactured home development prior. So the site has a bit of topography issues. So to maintain adequate drainage north and south and to keep it out of adjacent properties, we're just asking for that additional fill on those properties.
Which ones again? That shouldn't be.
Yeah, my apologies.
Yeah.
I'm happy to stand over here if it's easier to point as well. So it's on lot 3 through lot 6. So that's on the north corner there. 3 through 6. 31 down here. Actually misspoke, so it's 31. And then 44 through 49, which is up here in the north corner as well. This is primarily where the concentration is located. However, down here, there is a bit of a depression from a wash that had been partially filled in. So lot 31 will also require a bit of fill. And again, that's just 57 inches as opposed to the allotted 36.
All right, anything else?
No.
All right, thank you so much. All right, moving on to public questions or comments. Any questions? All right, moving on to questions and comments from the board.
I'm good. You know, you see in the recommendation that, in the county's recommendation for approval on the grade change, that it's still subject to technical thing, technical studies. So, you know, I'm comfortable with it.
And if I may, of course, the goal is to minimize the fill. So, mm-hmm. as the technical drainage study is completed, we'll work to reduce that as much as possible.
All right.
I move to approve.
All right, we have a motion to approve
with
the
all
application.
Staff recommendations.
With all staff recommendations. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Seeing none opposed, motion passes.
Thank
you so much. All right, now we move on to general business. Is there any general business? Do we have a new board member? No?
That would be under general business.
I thought general business was the stuff for the board.
If it's on the agenda.
Okay, comments
but I can tell you guys after.
Okay. Any comments by the general public about anything in the community at this time? No. All right. Our next meeting date is June 16th, and we are adjourned.
Thank you.